Congress is out for its August recess right now, but Colorado's lawmakers are still busy. KUNC has been keeping up with them through Ashley Jeffcoat, our digital editor and producer. She's been watching videos, statements, even tweets from Colorado politicians, and she joins me here in the studio. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, Kyra.
So what are members of Colorado's delegation up to?
A lot. Mike Kaufman, who's the Republican representative for the 6th Congressional District, held a town hall on Tuesday in the small town of Henderson, Colorado, that's northeast of Denver, and he talked about a number of things, including the bipartisan effort in the House to find a compromise on health care.
A group of Republicans and Democrats have come together in Washington, and we worked last week on about 40 of us in the House on 5 principles we can agree on to help stabilize the individual market. The individuals who have to buy their own health insurance, that don't have government, that don't have an employer-based plan, those are the ones that I think are paying the toughest price right now.
Republican Senator Cory Gardner also hosted a town hall. It was done via telephone on Wednesday. On Twitter, he was getting a lot of flack for not holding a live in-person event. But Gardner did appear in person with Senator Michael Bennett and Representative Scott Tipton and Governor Hickenlooper in Durango today. And the main topic of that was the ongoing cleanup of the Gold King mine. EPA Director Scott Pruitt came to tour the mine that earlier in the day, and while he didn't stick around for the meeting, there were EPA representatives there while they took questions from the public.
And Democrat Jared Polis, who's running for governor, he's also very busy meeting with constituents.
He is. Polis has held 17 meetings so far this year. That's by far the most any other congressional member has held from Colorado. He's got a few more coming up in August, and the first two are going to be on the 6th on Sunday. One is in Broomfield and the other in Louisville.
And we should stop here and let people know we've been keeping track of how many town halls the representatives and senators from Colorado have held since January. That information is at KUNC.org. Who else is making news?
So Ken Buck, the Republican representative from the 4th Congressional District, wrote an opinion piece for the Denver Post this week. The headline was pretty punchy: "The Republican Party is dead."
What was he talking about?
Buck's primary criticism is with what's been done in Congress, or has not been done. He wrote, and I quote, "After 8 years assuring that unified Republican government would allow for a conservative policy, our Republican Congress has accomplished little." He touches on all kinds of different topics, including immigration, the national debt, health care, before saying that the party needs a new, quote, vision.
Ooh, tough words.
Yeah, you bet.
Anything else happened this week?
So much. Even though they're in recess, they're very busy. Gardner wrote about North Korea for CNN. Polis wrote a piece for The Hill about 5 years of Startup Day across America. Governor Hickenlooper has been active lobbying in D.C. for a bipartisan approach to healthcare legislation. At the end of the week, he was on NPR talking about that.
What we've got to do now is say, all right, we know we've got to control costs. We know there are improvements we have to make. How can we get Republicans and Democrats to work together to make the system better?
Diana DeGette, the Democratic representative from Denver, spoke to the Denver Press Club on Thursday night, celebrating 150 years and the club's designation on the National Register of Historic Places. And you can read more about all of this. Check out some of the tweets and links online at KUNC.org. For news as it happens, you can follow us on Twitter at KUNC.
Thanks, Ashley. We'll check back in with you again soon.
Sounds good. Bye, Kyra.
That was KUNC digital editor and producer Ashley Jeffcoat. For KUNC, I'm Kyra Buckley.